Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ignorant? Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give to you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now had God set the members of every one of them in one body, as it had pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts of more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. And there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Praise be to God Almighty, and thank you for your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence tonight. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turn my feet unto the testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes, O Lord. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes, O Lord. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, O Lord, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Let us give God the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you are entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the Industries Absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. HCBC is mission-oriented. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. And the classes will be starting in October in the New York area. So once again, you could go to www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation, which feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries that they serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and microenterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin American countries. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey and you find it in your hearts to give. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, and to receive our monthly lesson, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and please bear in mind, these lessons are free. Our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, to our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, to our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501C3.
Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn.
healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification gifts according to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. the gift of interpretation of tongues. The gift of interpretation of tongues is the third of three utterance gifts, gifts that say something. The gift of prophecy being the first, and the gifts of diverse kinds of tongues being the second. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. And tonight's lesson will be the interpretation of tongues. To better understand this gift, as well as the two other utterance gifts, we must again define the word inspiration. For these gifts function by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Inspire means to stimulate or impel, to motivate as by divine influence, or to arouse a thought or feeling up in someone. The Holy Spirit inspires those with the gift of the interpretation of tongues to speak or interpret what he, the Holy Spirit, is saying through the person who is speaking in unknown or other tongues. To gain understanding of this gift, I will define for you the key word in this gift, interpretation. The word for interpretation in the Greek is ermenia, pronounced ermenia, meaning to translate. The gift of interpretation of tongues give the possessor of it the ability to interpret what is being spoken in an unknown language or other known language, tongues, that the possessor of the gift does not know naturally. This gift causes the possessor of it to be able to interpret unknown and other tongues, as the Holy Spirit leads. This gift must have an unknown or other tongue, language, through either a spoken or written word given so that it can be interpreted. If it does not, then this gift has no function or role. Often, the person with this gift has the gift of diverse kinds of tongues also functioning in their lives. A misconception. This gift does not give the person the ability to understand all languages as some believe, rather to understand and interpret as the Holy Spirit reveals it to them. This gift does not interpret what people are saying in a foreign language, rather what God is saying through people in an unknown or other tongue or language. They heard it in their own languages. During the day of Pentecost, all the people heard the disciples speak in their own languages. Acts chapter 2, verses 4 through 6 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. Beloved, God is sovereign, and he can make the hearer hear in a language other than the one that is being spoken. God can cause a person to speak in Spanish and have another person hear it in French and understand every word that was spoken. The gift of interpretation of tongues can operate in all who are hearing, or it can be understood by one person who then interprets what has been said through the unction of the Holy Spirit, through the person with the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. God established language. It is God who caused the various languages to come into being at Babylon. You could take a look at Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. And it is God that understands each one. He can at any time give the ability to understand or interpret any language, known or unknown, to whomsoever he pleases. God chooses to do this through this gift, by the direction of the Holy Spirit. How does it operate? It is God who gives the person with this gift the ability to understand or translate what is being said, either through the still small voice, or the person may understand clearly what is being said by the person speaking in another language, just as someone who speaks two different languages can hear a foreign language, and their minds can hear and immediately understand it according to their natural speech or language. Beloved, the Holy Spirit gives understandings to the spirit of the person with this gift, and it flows into their minds and through their lips. For edification, this gift in public ministry in the church should be for the edification, the building up of the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verses 12 to 17 says, "Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen? At thy giving of thanks, seeing he understand not what thou sayest. For thou verily gavest thanks well, but the other is not edified." Beloved, this gift works with the gift of diverse kinds of tongues for the edification or the building up of the church. when a person speaks in an unknown or other tongue, and there is no one to interpret, then it is like speaking to the hear. But when there is an interpreter, then the tongues has fulfilled its purpose in giving understanding of what the Lord is saying through the person with the gift of diverse kind of tongues. You must have faith and confidence that you are hearing from God. You must have faith that you are hearing the translation correct from God. This happens through the confidence you gain, knowing that you have confessed and repented of your sins, and knowing that you are righteous, you are in right standing with God. This knowledge gives you the assurance that the words that you are hearing during the operation of the gifts of interpretation of tongues are the words of the Holy Spirit and not of the enemy. There are times in which one could be praying during a public or private prayer when the Holy Spirit will begin to open up that person's mind as to what he's saying through them, and then they begin to interpret what they are saying by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Biblical operation of the gifts of interpretation of tongues. Let us take a look at the Old Testament examples. Daniel chapter 5, verses 13 through 28 says, "Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom, and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would slew and whom he would kept alive, and whom he would set up, and whom he would put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind ardent in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knowest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou, and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and that the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written, and this is the writing that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, this is interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. This was not a known language, but God gave Daniel the interpretation of its meaning. Let us now take a look at the New Testament example. Acts chapter 2, verse 6 says, now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. God opened the ears of all those listening, translating what was being said in the ears of every person into their own language. The operation of the gift of interpretation of tongues, how it functions in you. One, the Holy Spirit makes clear to you what someone, it could be yourself, is saying in either other tongues or unknown tongues, giving you the ability to translate and to declare. Number two, the tongue or language that is interprets can be either spoken or written, such as with the situation with Daniel. The administration of the gifts of interpretation of tongues. How you can give it to others. One, in a public assembly, when someone is speaking in tongues, one person, not two or three, should interpret according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27. I encourage you to read that. Number two, you can pray yourself in tongues, and at the end or during it, God can have you understand and or declare what you are translating. Beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the gift of interpretation of tongues. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and also to recommit your lives for those who had accepted Him previously and has turned away from Him. Standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I'm appealing to you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Him right now? Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, or we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, I'm appealing to you. I'm encouraging you. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ in your life, I need you to pray with me right now.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
Turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you the honor and the glory and the praise. And I lift you up tonight, O God. And I thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I come, I come. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I'm also encouraging you to find a church in your local community to fellowship. We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everyone. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be blessed by the word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night.